brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The globalists want a worldwide $100 trillion every 10-year tax of FDRs on carbon taxes and every human activity to shut down the economy and transfer all wealth into their social engineering systems to remake society in a nightmare eugenics-based system. The EU, as I predicted, as Max Kaiser predicted, as Gerald Celente predicted, is a receivership arm designed to implode Europe and consolidate it. Paul Watson's written tons of articles on this. One of the more recent was, bankers declare they've conquered Europe and the United States, and it breaks down where they plan this. And then I hear other people, socialists mainly, defending the EU because they like authoritarianism. And they say the bankers want to loot the euro. They built the euro to implode it into a greater euro. We need to get rid of the whole thing, go back to nation states, not new Soviet empires. The euro is like the Soviet Union and is evil and must die. It politically must die. Let's go to your phone calls. I'm going to break all this down in this hour. John in New York, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing? It's my first time calling. Thanks for taking my call. So listen, you know, I listen to you a lot, and I do my homework, and, you know, Joe Flunty, you know, he said it. You know, get your 3Gs, your guns, gold, and your getaway plan, because you know what? That's what it's coming down to. You know, this country is morally bankrupt, economically bankrupt, and this has been going on since the early 1900s, late 1800s.
Oh, yeah, and the socialists now, I mean, I hear them, and it's so bizarre. I think I'm in a Twilight Zone episode. They call into radio and laugh, and they're mainly white. It's this whole race-based thing. It's like a race obsession. I'm really sick of it. And they go, white people lost. Obama is winning. And it's a total screw job. Obama works for the mega bank. Same people as Romney. They're hammering everybody. But the, you know, one-tenth of one-one-hundredth, you know, the real superclass. America, Europe's being imploded. The whole world's being imploded. And they call in giggling like a three-year-old going, nanny, nanny, boo-boo. Stick your head in. You know what? I mean, literally, adults, I'm sure you've heard them. I mean, they're like, nanny, nanny, boo, boo, we won, we won. Whitey is scared. And I'm like, what does that have to do with Whitey? And they go, Whitey, Whitey. And you're like, you mentally ill person, shut up. Mega banks are taking bank accounts, everybody's. I won, I won, I won. And they're like, I work for the government or I work for a company. So what, so what? And they think if they imagine they're part of it, it makes them winners. It'd be like going out in the middle of the highway with 18-wheelers going 80 miles an hour. They've upped the speed limit to that here in Texas. And going out on I-35 and just jumping in front of a car and going, I'm your friend, I'm your friend. And it just smashes you. The car slides over your guts. Your brains are all over the place. I've seen somebody hit by a car going like 70 miles an hour. Just splatters you, unrecognizable. But it doesn't matter. The last thing in their mind is, I'm the car's friend. I'm a winner. You know, kinetic energy doesn't matter. Baby, love me, car. Bell, love me. I mean, you understand the mental illness I'm talking about here, sir? I'm sorry.
Yeah, let's take it back to stuff, man. Lady Liberty's been hit by that bus, and she's splattered all over the highway with her guts hanging out. Let me tell you something about the men in this country. There are no men left in this country. Everybody talks about, you know, Max Kaiser said it the best. You know, you got your Second Amendment. What are you fighting for? The tradition for it? We're going to let those things sit under your bed and click down.
Well, Max overall, I think, is a good guy, but he also believes in global warming and a bunch of other stuff. And, you know, he's always like, America's going to collapse. America's going to collapse. Well, what about the euro? I've been saying it's going to collapse first. And you know, so I know Max is listening. He says he listens religiously. The point is that look, we've got to be fighting the info war viciously ahead of not wanting to have a physical confrontation. But every day we fight, if there is going to be a physical confrontation, it's money in the political bank that we discredit the system. It's a life or death situation. I mean, what do you think we should do?
You go take it straight, it's going to be a long and winding. I mean, this has been going on since the early 1900s. They took over the education system. They took over our economics through the Federal Reserve. I mean, it's going to take a long time to unwind it. We are way far down past
You're right,
line.
You're right. I look at the average people, they are begging to be slaves. I mean, they are just shuffling around weakly, going, and they just worship government. They worship tyranny.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Central Bank is calling for a 15% tax across the board on any country in the euro that, quote, owes money to the private central banks. And again, they owe the money because the governments since 2008 have publicly signed on, from Japan to Germany, from Greece to the United States, from Canada to Australia, they've all signed on to too big to fail. And 92% on average of the debt worldwide is not humans' debt. Yeah, they tell you all day about the welfare debt and the smart card debt and the food stamp debt and the college debt and the government debt and the county debt. That's all real, but they get you into that debt to then sign you on to their larger debts. And they get government to then invest the private pension funds, and in many countries are taking over the private pension funds, and the public pension funds in these derivatives. In fact, that happened. Guys, type in U.S. pension funds invested to prop up too big to fail, pension funds invested to prop up banks. And you'll see, no exaggeration, hundreds of articles in Europe, the United States, where in the last 4 or 5 years, really accelerating the last two, it's just minor footnotes in AP, McClatchy, LA Times. Your pension fund, private or public, was invested in too big to fail. In fact, there was a big scandal when I saw headlines where private pension ordered to invest to prop up too big to fail. And you'll see these articles where the heads of companies, CEOs are, well, I was ordered to invest the $25 billion of our people's money in this. And because the shareholders are saying, and the workers are saying, why'd you invest in this? Well, I was ordered to. I mean, it's so insane that I can't even articulate all the angles of this, how bad it is. It's basically they have us being lowered into a wood chipper, and you're like, well, describe what a wood chipper's like. Well, you know what? I've never been put through one, so I don't know. It looks real bad. I've seen what it does to logs you put in it. I've seen what it does to third world countries, this type of shock therapy, IMF, World Bank takeover, and it is designed not to even bail us out, but to go to the next phase of poverty. And so it was announced Friday when everybody's paychecks got deposited. They waited until payday that your bank account's frozen. You can only get 50 euros out of an ATM. That all ran out in hours. And now they have a bank holiday until Thursday, and no one can get their money out. And it's sending shockwaves all over. People say, how dumb of the EU central bank, headed up by Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan operatives on record, how crazy they did this. It's killing confidence. It's killing the bond market. Why, it's killing the euro. Why, that's the plan, is to panic everybody. Now, there's an article, just don't call it a bailout. European governments devise unusual measures to prop up their ailing banks. There's a new article on that front. And there it is, pension funds. In Italy, for example, the government is encouraging banks to buy public properties that the banks then can use to borrow the money. As part of the broader deficit reduction program in Portugal, the government essentially is borrowing money from the bank pension funds and could use some of the funds. Yeah, that's just one example. There are examples where U.S. companies are, quote, ordered to invest the lion's share of their people's 401k money in failing bank stocks. Imagine, I order you to prop up my Bernie Madoff operation. And so here are some of the headlines that I have on that front. Banking chief calls for 15% looting of Italian savings. Is the financial rape of Cyprus another IMF riot waiting to happen? Yeah. Key article up at Infowars.com. Also up at DrudgeReport.com. There it is. Japan using public funds to prop up Nikkei. Wall Street Journal putting people's pensions in it. Again, you can just pull up these articles every day. After banksters steal money from accounts in Cyprus, they will start doing it everywhere. Michael Schneider, the Economic Collapse blog. Yeah, it's already begun. Cyprus government's great bank robbery of private accounts may shut off bank runs across Europe. The rape of Cyprus by the European Union and the IMF, zero hedge. Cyprus to put forward new bailout plan. They say, well, we'll let you know on Thursday what it is, but even if Cyprus won't vote the way we want, we're going ahead with it, but it may just be 3 to 6.75 or 7.5. You know, we may just take a smaller percentage out of your account, and that makes it okay. And why not? The IRS and the European Union's version of that has been taking people's bank accounts in whole for decades. No judge, no jury, no proof. Just we seize your account. We seized your account. Why not? Why not, folks? I mean, all over the world, they tell you you can't film in public. In Europe, in Canada, in the United States, my crew has all had on video, cops walk over, if they're filming, you know, in the middle of a city square, on the side of the street, 200 yards from the cops running a checkpoint, they march over and go, turn that camera off, I'll arrest you! And they have no law behind them. It's just pure arbitrary crime. And you know what? If you'll act like that, cops, they're going to take everything you've got. Due process protects us all. The Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and similar systems like it. Now, there it is. FDIC wants pension funds to prop up failed banks. Yeah, throw something out, and the guys just start searching and finding it to back me up. That's Bloomberg News. And that's from 2010. And by the way, they got the money. In fact, print that. I think that's the article where it quotes the corporate chief saying, I'm doing it under orders of the Treasury. And people say, well, how can they order them to do that? Because if you don't, there's a Justice Department investigation. And the way they've got SEC rules written, you can't do anything without it being mail fraud. They can find something to put you in jail. Martha Stewart did nothing, went to jail. If you publicly steal trillions, you get to become Treasury Secretary. If you publicly give yourself $200 million of bailout money like Paulson, you don't get in trouble. If you commit hardcore, giant crimes out in front of everyone, you're fine. If you're a globalist. But you can't. Look, Justice Department, I told you this 2 years ago. I told you they would start investigating and then indict News Corp. I'm telling you, they may arrest everybody over at News Corp. And then you'll have people that actually were involved in hacking, clearly, where all his underlings just got arrested. Piers Morgan, he won't get in any trouble. Notice they signed the EU deal and said that they were just going to start taking the money out of the bank account, and now they're spending it. Oh, we're considering it. That's how they spend this. Okay, let's go to your calls, as promised. I just hope everybody realizes the off-the-chart magnitude of what's going on here. Because I'm going to explain it to you again. They want to bankrupt everything and then have only people working for government and mega corporations that are above the law. And then they're going to replace us all with robots like Foxconn's doing at the Apple slave factories. Apple slave factories. But it's like, you know, I talk to so-called liberals who are really weirdo, mentally ill authoritarians who like to lick their lips and feel powerful. And I go, what about Al Gore and the slave camps? They go, shut up, old white man. You're going to fail. I'm like, you're white. You're supporting total slavery in China. And they're just like, shut up, loser. I'm a winner. And they could have $10 to their name. They act like this. It's imagining, and it's all this weird socialist race-based thing. They're part of the winning club. Mental illness, and the Republicans have come out in the new study and said, we agree, we've got to, you know, give up on everything, open borders, gay marriage, that'll make everyone love us. No, it won't. You're just joining the hoax. People are leaving you in mass because they know you're globalist. All right, let's go to your calls. Aaron in California, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
No. Let me tell you what's happening in Cyprus right now. They're taking real money, billions, 6 billion, in real euros, and they're replacing that with another loan. Okay, so that's very clear. They're still on the hook, so they got principal and interest going. The solution to that is for all of the slaves to begin withdrawing the money all over the world from the banks and holding those notes, of course, and diversifying into precious metals.
Well, you're right, but only on average there's less than 2 to 3% worldwide of actual physical cashola.
You got to take it out of there. That's going to precipitate the decline. The dominoes will start to fall then. That's what they admit to. So let's have that progress. Take the money out. Then they begin to get more and more desperate, and we get to, you know, the end game.
No, I agree. I mean, I've been telling my wife for months because I'm too busy. We got to get a little bit of cash out. I don't have that much. But the point is that it is time. To those old timers, they're dumb. They bury it in the root cellar, put it in the wall. They'd already been through having their money taken and devalued. I mean, my great grandfather, who owned the first Chevy dealership in the Dallas Fort Worth area. The point is, he didn't turn his gold in. I mean, my grandmother, who's still alive, that was my grandfather's dad. But my grandmother remembers her grandfather, who worked for Sun Oil. He didn't turn his gold in 1933. And again, they couldn't come arrest everybody. They arrested a few people, put it in the newspaper to scare everybody. A lot of people went and turned their gold in for dollars that were then devalued, and then gold was doubled in price a year later. I mean, look, folks, they will do anything if you follow their orders. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think you should have an allocation about half in U.S. Federal Reserve notes and half in precious metals. Then you play it both ways. I think that's the safe bet out of the system. That's the most thing out of their system where they can get their hands on it electronically. So I think that's the solution.
No, I agree. And that's the problem with having a cashless society. The problem with having a cashless society is an angel isn't running it. Well, I guess an angel is the devil. Good guys aren't running it. These are globalists that are social engineers who, again, one example of how they make money. General Electric gets a waiver to not shut down their coal power plants and has Obama shut down 200 plus a year, doubling and tripling the profits of General Electric. That's how they make money, shutting you down.
Now that we have moved into the winter season, there is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce Nano Silver Solutions, our 2-ounce Nano Silver Nasal Applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are firebombings going on. This is breaking right now in Cyprus. They've got live feeds of it on Fox News. That is unfolding, and that's part of the IMF plan. They know people will then riot. If they have to, they'll get provocateurs to do it, and then that will drive down confidence even more so the globalists can come in and buy it up even faster. This is not my opinion. It's in the IMF World Bank plans that got leaked in 2002. It's in my book, Descent into Tyranny. It was covered by the BBC. I'm going to get Greg Palast back on about this very, very soon. And when they're done, they're going to do that here. And that's what the armored vehicles and the bullets and all of it are about. And you're like, well, I just won't riot then. Oh, don't worry. They're going to blow stuff up and say we did it. They're already saying white gun owners that believe in a new world order are going to bomb things. Whites are inherently terrorist. Christians are inherently terrorist. And you're like, why are they doing that? Well, here's a new poll out, a new big study. Are you an older white Republican man? Study finds you are most likely to ditch news outlet. And it goes over the fact that they've done a new Pew Research States of the Media report. And I've got that report right here. The State of the News Media 2013. It shows mainstream media is dying overall, but that white men particularly just don't even trust it or believe it. Well, no kidding, because they've been chosen to be the bad guys. They get on CNN, MSNBC every day, and I've been covering this a lot lately because it's crazy. It's working. And they just say, don't like turning your guns in? Racist. Don't like socialism? Racist. Don't like open borders? Racist. Don't like banks taking your money? Racist. Don't want your pension funds raided? Racist. And they've connected race-based politics with women. And they've got white women going, that's right, white men are evil. I mean, literally, on the news. And it's okay to do that. Imagine if they had the women and everybody else saying black people were bad or something, or Hispanics. But again, you're like, it doesn't make sense. Yes, it does. Because it's about, you're the winning team. Your team won the Super Bowl. Team women, team minority, which is the majority, defeated white guys. Yay! Healthcare's doubling in price. And you're like, why am I happy? Doesn't matter. Feels good. And it's this bandwagon collectivist weirdo stuff. And then they're going to blow stuff up and say the evil white males did it. And the whole Homeland Security is for the veterans and the white men. And then they have the Republicans. Look at this ridiculous headline. I'm going to go to your calls. I think you guys can punch this up on screen. Bow ties and mohawks at the CPAC 2013 show. Now, I've got it on my computer screen right there. It's International Business Times. Bow ties and mohawks at the CPAC 2013 show. Changing Republican Party. See, that's what change is all about. What color you are, what color your mohawk is. Not about the content of your heart, your mind, what you stand for. It's about, ooh, a mohawk. So now the Republicans are parading people around with pink mohawks to go, hey, kids, we're trendy. We're with the times. Yeah, we agree. We want totally open borders and world government and socialism. And you know what? Let's teach five-year-olds how to have gay sex. Yes. Yes, we're trendy. Why, just ask Senator Lindsey Graham. He knows all about it, about how to be trendy. Bow ties and mohawks at CPAC 2013 show changing Republican Party. Yeah, don't talk about how megabanks are robbing us. Don't talk about crony capitalism and the elite taking over. Don't talk about the loss of basic freedom for everybody. Don't talk about Martin Luther King saying colorblind society. No, no, no. No, we have cool people. Bow ties and mohawks. Oh, my God. Kids, don't you want to vote Republican now? And then this is the whole mind control job by the globalists that own the Republicans as well, that want this whole agenda pushed through to make everything not about liberty and freedom and private property, but about your group. Group rights, not individual rights, group rights. And then who represents the group rights? The group leaders that are globalist controlled and the state that referees it all. And so that's how they're fully converting over into this new system where we're all basically divided into our own groups. And they have the new poll out. GOP study calls for changes to halt presidential losing streak. And the answer basically become the Democratic Party. You know, get with the times. I mean, abortion is so cool. Doesn't matter that polls show in young people over 70% are anti-abortion. Women were more and more anti-abortion. But I've seen the big studies. It's actually working by saying, hey, women, you showed the white men. You get to kill your babies. a lot of women are like suddenly flipping back to the Democrats because it's the bandwagon effect of, ooh, I want to be a winner. I want to drive around all satisfied in my car, you know, because I'm hooked on to Obama and he's pimping me out to the New World Order. I mean, this is, you know, the vice president's pimping me out. It's just all so patronizing. Your call's coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we've got loaded phone lines here, but when you hear somebody hang up, that's your chance to call in. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Russian warships are being sent. A fleet is being sent, according to Sky News. That's Fox Europe. Cyprus bailout, saving shift amid Russian offer. We're going to be getting into all that. And really the biggest news overall is that the Fed's Fisher, president of the Dallas Fed, which is about the fourth most powerful branch out of 12, says too big to fail banks are crony capitalist and are consolidating the economy under them and will destroy our future. And he's been criticizing him more and more the last 3 years. And I actually know someone who knows him. I'll just leave it at that. In fact, well, I shouldn't even say that. I've just learned with sources, it's just best to not even get into any of it. The point is that the Federal Reserve in Dallas, the Federal Reserve in Kansas City, both their heads, which are representing shareholders of the inner cabal, are realizing that this is a really nasty plan. I wouldn't even say they're good guys overall. They just realize that this is bad for business and that the globalists are going to implode everything. So I'm going to be getting to that report as well. Don't forget, there's been massive attempts to censor Infowars.com over the years to shut us down, to block us, to demonize us. We're being listed as terror leaders by the Southern Poverty Law Center for simply being able to add 2 plus 2 equals 4 and just being basic Americans who stand for liberty and sovereignty of this nation and who don't want the UN running our military and who don't want to give $85 billion a month to foreign banks. Do you think those foreign banks like it that I'm there exposing that? No. I mean, we're doing something dangerous here. So support our local AM and FM affiliates, spread the word about them, spread the word about their sponsors, become local sponsors. It's a big deal when we're on local stations. It's a big deal the broadcast is growing. Yes, it should be growing. Yes, we're just talking about things that are happening. But that's a crime when criminals run things. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act, to quote Eric Blair, a.k.a. George Orwell of 1984 fame. And so don't take it for granted, folks, that we're on your local AM and FM affiliates today, because those stations could be bought out tomorrow. Don't take it for granted that PrisonPlanet.tv is up and running today. Support us so we can be strong going into the future. Buy the ProPure water filtration systems, discounted with promo code WATER. Buy the great little stove systems that we've got that are great for preparedness and also for camping and travel. Buy the books, the videos, the women's apparel, the pro-Second Amendment t-shirts. All of your purchases make the broadcast possible. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. And support our sponsors like Midas Resources. You know, give them a call. Ask them about their best deals on bullion, gold, and silver. That's what I'd buy. But if you're going to get numismatic collectibles, they will actually sell you numismatics for close to what they are really worth. They got to put a tiny markup in there. There's a lot of baiting and switching in the industry. Some of the biggest names have horrible, you know, F ratings. Midas has an A+, highest level, Better Business Bureau, because they'll sell you numismatics with tiny markups. It's all available. Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. And without Midas, we couldn't have done any of this. So not only are they great folks I've worked with for 16 years, I went out and shopped for the best name, bought some gold, silver from a bunch of places myself, found out they had the best deals, didn't try to bait and switch me. If Ted catches brokers, this happens every once in a while, trying to, you know, overcharge somebody or bait and switch, they're fired. I'll be quite honest with you. About a month or two ago, one of my friends bought some gold and had maybe a little bit too big of a markup for what they thought. The guy was fired the next day. My point is that in a business out there that runs from excellent to horrible, Midas is as good as it gets, and they support the broadcast. 800-686-2237. They're the place to get precious metals. And if you haven't moved some of your assets into gold and silver, I think you're nuts. I think you're crazy. They've been doing everything they can to short, sell it, to naked short it, to try to suppress it. While the globalists buy it with both hands, Soros, the Chinese government, University of Texas, all these other big universities, insiders are just grabbing it greedily. And tungsten gold in the Federal Reserve, I heard that 7 years ago, now confirmed, won't give Germany their gold. They've asked for their gold. The U.S. has said 10 years to get it back. We'll give it to you in increments. I mean, let me tell you something. We're sitting on a mountain of TNT, and everybody's, you know, playing with sparklers and smoking cigarettes. And dancing around with, you know, giant gasoline-fed torches. I mean, it's a matter of time till this blows sky high. And people say, well, that's fear-mongering. I bought gold and silver because I was afraid of what you're starting to see happen. Because I could see the writing on the wall. Being concerned about something and getting prepared for it is not fear-mongering. It's called getting up on your hind legs and fighting. Let me tell you, you know, I've been mugged a couple times growing up in Dallas because I'd go in the bad neighborhoods to buy beer and stuff. You know, my high school buddies, we'd drive into Dallas, the worst part of Dallas, South Dallas, to buy beer. And, you know, routinely, we'd go buy it from the bootleggers sometimes when the liquor store wouldn't sell it to us. And I was dumb enough, they'd say, okay, Alex, you go up and you get the beer. Because, you know, I was, you know, you've got the, you know, the fake tough guys and the crazy brave, as they say. And, you know, it's a fear response when somebody walks around with a club or a knife and says, give me everything you got. And it's not that I'm even a tough guy. If somebody's menacing me, I automatically attack them. And then my heart rate goes up, adrenaline goes up, and I attack. It's not that I even have courage. It's that I attack. And that's normal, folks. That's a normal response. And see, I attack, saying I attack the New World Order, I attack the globalist, I attack the banker heads, I attack their system offensively, discrediting them, because that's what they, you know, need to have is your support to continue. We've got to discredit them so they collapse like the Soviet Union, while I have a defense of getting ready and prepared. And if you don't get ready and prepared, you're out of your stinking mind. We told you they'd come for the guns. That's happening. This is all no-brainers, folks. These are criminals, okay? These are criminals, and it's that simple. Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, 800-686-237. And if you want their very best deal, two silver dollars at cost, $72, shipping included, $72. So that makes them $62. It's about $10 to ship them. So the real price is $62 for two silver coins, $10 is added. That's at cost. And then two free films, powerful films, and a book. The Obama deception, American dream, all of it, along with dishonest money. And if you want, when you call, they'll give you a free booklet, 10 Reasons to Own Gold. $72, 800-686-237. Okay, let's go to your calls. Leonard in Montana, thanks for holding. Then Michael and others, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to call you to tell you thank you for having, you know, the courage to do this for so long. We know that you're gonna, you know, fall on the fence and all that. So anyway, I just wanted to tell people to buy ammo. And also, if you could, make a shirt that says "No King but King Jesus." It's the most popular thing that I got people saying around here. Everyone says it now.
That's a good idea. Well, that's what our forebears pointed out, was that we're not going to worship and say you're above the law, because if you read the writings of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and if you check, you're like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what we have. They would use regulators to shut down tobacco farmers or cotton farmers or corn farmers or hemp farmers, and then only the local lord or the son of the lord from England was allowed to even operate. It's the same deal. And now they've gotten smart, though. Back then, they wouldn't put people on welfare. Only the rich were on welfare, corporate government welfare. They got smart, though. The robber barons learned to create big government and get little guys on the payroll, and you can buy them cheap. Doesn't matter if it actually shuts down their future, shuts down the overall prosperity, makes the country horrible. They won't recognize it if it takes 5-10 years to do it. And so, again, I say to people out there, I know countless people on welfare, on disability, and I mean, what are they going to do? I mean, the government gives troops deadly vaccines to disable them. And then they take their gun rights because they're disabled. I mean, it's a master plan. How do you counter something so masterful, Leonard?
Well, listen, this isn't about, and everyone needs to understand this, this is not about getting wealthy. This is about surviving to the other side so that we can rebuild this. Because this system, this moral corruptness, this absolutely lazy society, it's over. It's done. It will not work. We're walking on the backs of people that no longer exist. So we're going to have to steer this when it's all done.
You're right. You're right. And the power structure knows it's going to implode, so they want armored redoubts and high-security tyranny to protect them while they suck everything out of us. And they will keep – they'll take 10% out of your pension fund. Then they'll take 10% out of your bank account. And the next year, they'll take 10, 10, 10. So you'll never rebel. Or they'll say, we're going to take 15. Well, now it's only 10. We're going to take 12. Well, now it's only 10. Well, we're going to take 10. Now it's only 7. I mean, I told people yesterday. I said, now they'll come out – and say, oh, we're only going to take 7. I even called it. And I'm not smart. It's like I'm the New England Patriots. I videotape their practice games. I mean, I know exactly what they're going to do because they follow an exact plan. They change it up here and there, but it's still. And, folks, that's so frustrating to know this. They're going to take everything. Everything. And they know that people getting prepared, growing gardens, talking to their neighbors are the people that are going to try to save society. They don't want that, so they call us terrorists. I mean, I'm going to say that again with a straight face. Folks, look this up. You know about it in the news. They're saying people that are trying to get prepared are terrorists and preppers are terrorists, when you'd be insane with half of Europe rioting and the same system happening here to get prepared. But again, that's because they don't want us prepared. They want a total collapse, reorganization, red terror. Not communist. The globalists use red terror to take over. And let me tell you, the average schlub who loves socialism, not the poor person on welfare because it's all they can do and they got type 2 diabetes because nobody told them Diet Coke would kill their pancreas. But the people that are into the liberal socialist ideology are horrible authoritarians with crazed looks in their eyes. They love it. They know it's coming. They want to come in our houses. They want to force labor our butts. They're going to make all our kids serve in FEMA Corps. That's now official. We are going into slavery. And every one of these despicable liberals are not liberals. They are our mortal, dirtbag, Khamazar enemies. Just like Che Guevara, just like Joseph Stalin, just like Mao Zedong, they are brown shirt thug enemies. And you better start hating them because that's a natural response. They're not dumb liberals. They're hardcore takeover artists that took us over. Okay? God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call, Leonard. I mean, you just got to get in your mind that the mid-level and high-level, they know what they're doing. They are not liberals. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. He would spit on these people. They are 180 degrees the opposite. Michael in Texas, and then Alex Martin and others. You're on the air.
This is Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, my name's Mike. I'm a Persian Gulf Iraqi veteran. I suffer really bad PTSD. And my second suicide attempt, I ended up in the Waco clinic.
Let me stop you. Did they put you on psychotropic drugs?
I refuse them. I don't take that crap. My service, I'm calling more of my fellow veterans out there is because I was out about 3 days, and they normally have somebody that calls you and checks up you, see how you are and how you're doing. And they called me, you know, but it wasn't a regular, you know, it wasn't regular staff, the VA, like they normally do call, because I'm used to the one in the Detroit facility. This one, this phone call I got, first he asked me if I was okay. I was like, yeah, I'm cool. You know, and then, he introduced himself as a federal auditor for the VA. And, the main premise after I told me I was doing fine, his focus was, and his main premise to this phone call was for one thing. He asked me if I had firearms or if I didn't, do I have access to firearms? And I told him no, it's none of his business. I asked him when last time him and his old lady rolled in the hay, and he says, sir. And I was like, well, one inappropriate question deserves another. You don't have a right to ask me that. You know, I'm protected by Second Amendment. You can't.
Well, here's the deal. They're making felonies now, releasing a balloon accidentally or on purpose for your girlfriend. So we need to get rid of the 68 Gun Control Act. You shouldn't take troops away. You shouldn't take guns away from anybody. If somebody's going to get a gun, they're going to get it. If you're going to commit suicide, you're going to do it. But I'm going to tell you right now, you're not going to commit suicide. You're going to live to fight tyranny, and you're still in a war, soldier, and you're fighting the New World Order, and Jesus Christ is going to heal you. And they put all sorts of vaccines in you to do this to you. And I want you to detox. And I want you to know you're going to beat them by living a long life. You're going to beat them by not listening to their bull. All right? Where do you stand on this? Because I don't want them to win. I don't want them to, you know, to put out this spirit of giving up and to convince you to commit suicide. Why have you been suicidal?
My PTSD and everything is really bad. And when I get drunk, it compounds it. And I did a lot of bad things over there. And I saw a lot of things happen to my buddies. You know, it just gets me down. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what? You got to ask God. Listen, let's get to the base of it. You feel guilty, don't you?
I felt more so when I was over there after a while. Hey, I'm kicking in these people's doors.
Exactly. Was over here, you were taking their guns. Yeah, you were taking their guns, training for America, which is now admitted. Let me say this. You didn't consciously know that when you signed up. You didn't. You believed you were defending America, didn't you?
Well, I went over there for my folks and my brother and my friends. Yeah, I did.
Okay, so let me just say this. Then even though you were deceived, you did not consciously engage in the evil, and now you repent. And I'm telling you, if you just hit your knees every day and ask God to change your heart so that you're not destructive towards yourself, because it's normal when you've done evil to hate yourself. But you can be a changed man, and God can use you to spread the word of liberty. And it won't happen overnight, but you can slowly get off alcohol. You can slowly, I'm telling you, God can do it. So, I mean, have you hit your knees and asked God to forgive you?
I'm not a religious person.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Even if you don't believe in it, studies have shown prayer helps because it accesses an area of the pineal gland, a lot of other things. When you make that spiritual connection, it releases key endorphins because it's real. But the point is that there's your problem, and I'm not judging you. But wouldn't you do anything to get free of this?
I think I'm doing pretty fine right now, man.
Well, that's good. That's good news. That's good news. I'm not pushing religion on you. I'm just saying you've got to forgive yourself and know that you were deceived, okay? And then that can, because you can consciously forgive yourself, but you need to really forgive yourself. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm still a defender of this country. You know what I mean? Me and my buddies are putting a cell together. You know what I mean? We are, we're going to fight this new world order. You know what I mean? I don't believe it can be changed internally. There's only one way to change it. You know, that's to combat it when it's already here. You know what I mean?
Listen, God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. Ladies and gentlemen, long before they staged 9/11, long before they launched all this, they had this plan with the troops. And they know what's going to end up happening, and it's going to cause a civil war. And I know a lot of people are gearing up for military operations against the globalists. And the globalists are going to start it where that's a foregone conclusion. And I just wish everybody would work real hard right now to spread the word instead of just getting your firearms ready to kill people that come to take your guns, who themselves are just biological robots of the globalists, who will be thrown in the ditch as well. We need to reach out to the police and military right now before this civil war starts. God help us. We'll be right back with more phone calls. Stay with us.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Devastating events like earthquakes, tornadoes, floods, hurricanes, or the threat of martial law have highlighted the need for Americans to prepare for emergencies. As a result, millions are stockpiling food, gold, and weapons. But how will these items help if you or one of your loved ones becomes ill? Supernatural Silver is the ultimate tool to prepare you for a medical emergency. Supernatural Silver is a natural antibiotic that is uniquely effective against bacteria, viruses, mold, and fungus, and is remarkable for wound care. Taken internally or used topically, it can help keep you safe from deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver has over 500 different uses and a long-term shelf life, making it the number one choice of preppers across the country. To find out how this amazing new technology can help you be prepared, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PREPARED for 20% off your entire order and like us on Facebook.
gentlemen, we are back live. And it's so simple. You turn on the news and it's all about race and all about division. And if you're a libertarian, you're a racist. That's because they're scared of the American people unifying together under the Bill of Rights and Constitution. The system is desperate to divide and conquer. And Europe-wide, and I've been telling you this for years, they are going to start just taking money right out of bank accounts on top of all the new VAT and EU taxes. I mean, on average, taxes are above 70% in the euro. And again, guess who's exempt from them? The EU bureaucrats. Do you realize what they're getting away with? Do you realize the magnitude that EU bureaucrats are exempt from the EU income tax and the EU VAT? I mean, even saying that, I feel like a liar. It's so over the top. In fact, guys, type in EU bureaucrats are exempt from taxes, and it'll show mainstream news. I mean, I can't believe that. It's so over the top. And a lot of people are like, well, let them be exempt. I mean, it's that's what real tyranny is when they don't just do horrible things, they're exempt from it. I just got chills. Because it's all coming true. I've been right about everything. You know how horrible that is? It's not good to be right about this. I know why you're in denial. I get it. This is horrible. Gerald Celente is coming up. Let's go to Alex in California. This is a non-financial news call, but I guess that's okay. Maybe people didn't hear me. I really want to get into your take on, are you ready to have your bank account and 401k taken? They're announcing that's the next plan. Yeah, Eurocrats told, keep dodging taxes. They don't dodge them. The Eurocrats run it. Sorry, go ahead, Alex in California.
Mr. Jones,
very honored to talk to you.
Yeah, oh, geez. You know, I had a guy come in my coffee shop 2007, dropped off in game. And he said, you want to watch this. And you know what? Ever since, man, keep awesome.
So somebody gave you Endgame and it changed your political perspective forever?
They knew that I was talking. I sounded exactly like you. All the stuff, I just couldn't put my finger on it. And then they're like, hey, and I was just worrying about Knights Templar, and I was just getting, like, touching the surface. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, everything makes sense. And
now they're going to bring in world government and steal everything in front of us, daring us to start a revolution while they've got all these secret police teams ready. And those secret police people are going to be dead. That's the worst position. And, oh, my God. I think that's one of our only hopes is I've talked to the enforcers across the board. They're not stupid, especially in tactical units. They know once this stuff starts, it is going to be a shooting gallery on both sides. And it doesn't matter if they've got unmarked police cars. It doesn't matter if they go plain clothes. It doesn't matter. Once this starts, once you kill some veteran's buddy, he's going to come after you. And it's going to be some poor patrol cop. I mean, this is going to be a bloodbath, man. And I'm telling you, folks, they're planning this, and we've got to stop it. It's all over. They want to. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. Go ahead, caller. Just make your point. I apologize.
No, there's too many points to make. The writing's on the wall. I'm 32. I grew up. We didn't have. Fremont Police in Oakland East Bay, they have, like, tanks. They could take over anything.
I know. They've all been given huge tanks. It's more than 2,700. It's more than 10,000. And then they have Politico articles saying, I'm insane, they don't exist. Again, they've gone full military on us. Listen, when they have tanks ramming your house, they'll be saying it isn't a tank. Do people understand that? They're using military tactics on us. Anything else?
The other caller, he was saying before, there's no men left in the country, and it's just so hard because it's so dangerous, and you're towing the line all day long.
Well, it's not just that there's no men. They've been putting chemicals in our food and water, and people are in a trance. These people that are jellyfish are victims. They're under mind control. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.